Hi friend, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going through some messianic psalms as well as some prophecies about Jesus the Messiah and Jesus who's born in a manger. And we're doing that because I just want to prepare you. My heart is, and as I prayed about it, I just want to prepare you for this Advent season and this idea of Jesus coming to earth and actually truly celebrating that. And so today we're in another messianic psalm, Psalm 34. This is another psalm of David, and this is what it says. I will bless, oh, by the way, this is in the World English Bible. I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praise will always be in my mouth. My soul shall boast in Yahweh. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify Yahweh with me. Let's exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant. Their faces shall never be covered with shame. This poor man cried and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Yahweh's angel encamps around those who fear him and delivers him. Oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear Yahweh, you his saints, for there is no lack with those who fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek Yahweh shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of Yahweh, who is someone who desires life and loves many days that he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Yahweh's eyes are toward the righteous. His ears listens to their cry. Yahweh's face is against those who do evil, to cut off their memory from the earth. The righteous cry and Yahweh hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Yahweh is near to those who have a broken heart and saves those who have a crushed spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers him out of them all. He protects all of his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall kill the wicked. Those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. Yahweh redeems the souls of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him shall be condemned. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you for the beauty of this psalm. It's just so beautiful because if I read Hebrew, which my husband does and I don't, I would take note that each line of this particular psalm starts with, it's an acrostic, and it starts with a different letter of the alphabet ordered from Aleph to Tav. And so it's like the ABC. So A is for this, B is for that. And so I just love the harmony of scripture and the fact that it is poetic and beautiful. And so, Lord, thank you for the Bible. Thank you for psalms that are poetic. Thank you for acrostics. Thank you for the complexity of your word. And in this, there's a little tiny verse that talks about protecting all of his bones, not one of them is broken. And this, again, is one of those telescoping ways to look forward to the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. And, you know, it just occurred to me as I was praying that it would have been problematic if Jesus's bones were broken, because that would have made it hard to walk after the resurrection if his legs were broken. So not that you couldn't heal that, Lord, but it's just interesting that none of his limbs were broken. So thank you for that, Lord. But in light of all that's written in Psalm 34, one of my most favorite psalms, there's so many great promises here. Lord, help us to heed the words of this psalm, to keep our tongue from evil, to depart from evil. We want your eyes upon us. We thank you right now that you listen to our cries and that you see the evil and the good, and that you do see when bad things are happening, and your justice will prevail. Lord, thank you for delivering us out of all of our troubles. And Lord, I look back and I see it, but sometimes when I'm in the middle of the trouble, I don't see it. And so Lord, help us to have those kind of faith-filled eyes to see your hand at work, even when we can't physically see it, to believe that you are in the process of delivering us out of our troubles. Lord, I'm so thankful that you're near to the broken heart and save those who are crushed in spirit. There have been so many times in my life where my heart has cracked wide open in brokenness. And there's so many times where my spirit has been crushed just by the circumstances of life or sickness or the death of a friend or family member. We do have a lot of afflictions as your righteous, Lord, and we need your deliverance. And so, Lord, we pray that today as we look forward to Christmas and we look forward to celebrating you, and we choose to celebrate you today in the midst of all of it, we still ask that you would save us who are crushed in spirit, that you would be near to those of us who have broken hearts. And especially this time of year, it seems to be amplified. So, Lord Jesus, would you be near today? I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Lynita Smith, and you can find her at lynitasmith.com. She also has a memoir out, and you've heard me talk about it here before. It's called Curtain Call, a memoir. The website is curtaincallmemoir.com. So there's no A in there. So curtaincallmemoir.com. And she writes, I thought I was having a breakdown. And so we were talking today a little bit about this broken heart and this crushed spirit. So she was really in that place. Turns out it was a breakthrough. In 2014, she wanted out of her story. She didn't want to be on this earth anymore. How many of you can relate to that? Bombarded by uninvited memories of childhood trauma, she questioned why God would allow so many horrible things to happen to her. God interrupted her pleas for help with a simple question, will you trust me with your story? So she writes, I agreed to step out of my stage perfect Christian life and into the journey toward healing and finally seeing him as a good, loving God. And so if you want to read chapter one of that book, you can go to Lynita Smith. It's lynetasmith.com and click on freebies. And you can read chapter one of Curtain Call, a memoir. And I think it would be a really lovely gift to give to a friend in your life who may be struggling. So thank you, Lynita, for your sponsorship. And if you want to sponsor the podcast in this way, if you maybe you have a book or something that you'd like to share or podcast with the world, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marriedmuth.com, and she will get that and she'll get you started. So thanks so much, and I hope all of you have a joyful, full, happy day.